W2T sitting at home.
Well, let me turn down my radio playing young girl. Get out of my mind. Looks like all the yard people are out over here by my daughters and just left there and just got off the phone with my our nephew in Dallas. He's been flying out of Philadelphia a little bit, but now he's back flying out of Dallas, and means he got promoted to captain on the 787. There are no openings this month, so he said, I might get the whole month off, Tom. That'd be a rough job, wouldn't it?
Be hard to deal with, I'm sure. And getting paid for it while he's doing it. So, yeah, that's paid vacation.
You know how that works. I didn't think so, but I suppose it's possible. They're treated pretty highly, I'm sure. Oh, here comes a trash truck down this narrow, narrow road with one of them automatic hooty-dooties on it. I'll get by him and picked up this new, it's a new to us walker for Bernice. Much lighter, she'll love it. It's got a seat built onto it. Don't like to use anything, but it's sure a lot better than that old aluminum one we've had for years. And I know how it is to be in a cast and all that. And I had my foot operated on two different times. So this would have been a real boon, I'll tell you. And I got about a half hour to go to get home. She was taking a nap, Rusty, and it's not like Bernice, but she's in a grievous amount of pain with that knee. And gotta wait till Friday, and we'll get the orthopedic guy to put his Mark II eyeball on it.
You know, you gotta take care of Mama there and everything. So, and good to hear about your nephew's promotion there. I'm sure he'll be happy with that. And anyway, so yeah, you got to go get the stuff you need to take care of Bernice. You can't let her suffer there, Tom.
And she is with this thing. She don't like to be down at all. I think it's part of it. She wouldn't go before, hard head, but we're getting her fixed up. Yeah, I'm awful proud. The nephew could have took Captain long before this, but they'd have put him back on a smaller plane. And that's the Cadillac of all of them right now. And he's loved it all of his life. So I told him to send me a picture of him in his uniform sitting at the controls. And he's only got 2 years and 2 months to go. And he can retire, and his wife's a flight attendant, and she's going to go ahead and retire now. And she just got a new heart and a transplant, and she's doing fine. That's just amazing, isn't it?
I hear that she's doing good, and yeah, it's amazing what they can do within the medicine today.
I hope mine turns out okay with that ultrasound, but I feel okay, and come on over
about that, and I got a Zoom meeting here at 4:30 my time, so be around for that, and I had a board meeting last night that lasted less than an hour, believe it or not. We got a bunch of things done, so, you know, that's what goes on, and you just try to keep things moving, and with everything going on, we were talking about our schedule of performances coming up, so we're going to be busy, 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 as they say.
An effort to come to one of your concerts this year, I promise you. And I know you really enjoy that, and I think it's great. I wish I could still play my old French horn, but The old chops are gone. And I'm assuming that's what you're talking about. I think you're on the board for the barbershop quartet, aren't you?
Yeah, for the chorus. I'm the secretary. And but yeah, we got performances coming up. We're gonna do a Veterans Day performance in downtown Spartanburg, down at the Arts Center. And then in December we're gonna do Dickens of a Christmas, which is the thing that's in downtown Spartanburg when they close down a big section of Main Street down there and have performers all up and down the street singing Christmas carols and things and all kinds of things. So we're planning to do that too. So got a lot of things in the works, and we're doing a community kind of thing the 18th of October, and I'm not sure where that's going to be, but we're going to do an event there which we're going to be singing with a couple of high school choruses and our barbershop chorus and our other barbershop chorus and the quartets. A whole bunch of people singing there. It's just a kind of a gathering to hear lots of good music. So that's what we're going to be doing for a while. And lots of other good things I'm working on. So we're hoping to sing for the national anthem for the new baseball team in Spartanburg next year a couple of times. Once their season gets on, their stadium's supposed to be completed this fall. So we'll see how things go, Tom, and everything. So I guess you say you're headed back to the house, huh?
That's where I'm headed. I'm on sitting at the stoplight here at 85 and 14. I should have said I'm stop and go. You know where I'm at by the Quick Trip. And the airport over on my right. Well, we'd like to come to one that wasn't a huge crowd. Might not be too bad going downtown in Pittsburgh or something. That stadium's really going to be a nice thing for the community. Mock to the pictures of it. And that's always a great thing. Baseball, anytime. We went to the one down here one time by the courthouse, the big one. And it's bottled after the one at Boston, Massachusetts that we went to. Our nephew up there took us to that one, and they got that big green wall and everything, and they set off fireworks. It was really enjoyable. I think it was Dollar Beer Night, which I don't drink anyways, but it was a lot of fun and enjoyed it very much. Well, are you looking at anything on DX this afternoon? You might accidentally catch that station there or one that you want.
Well, dude, I'm not doing much of anything on the radio. I haven't even turned mine on yet. I'm just taking it easy around here and trying to get a bunch of stuff I've had accumulated. I'm trying to get things cleared off so I can clear out my radio room a little bit and make it a little more accessible in here.
Well, I got to go back home, and I looked on the chickens watering that this morning, but I didn't gather eggs, so I better get out there and get them before I get boiled eggs from the heat. It's not that hot in there, but I don't like to leave them out there very long. And talked to Patrick on the way down, and he had a heater on the intercooler. It's on the intake of the his big truck go out, and the alternator went out, and the batteries went out. And there's a Southwest 737 sitting there getting ready to take off. So I'll just bet you on a big diesel like that, the repairs are not going to be cheap.
I have it done because he's got to have the truck for the job. So I'm sure, you know, that gets factored into his expenses. He has to plan on things like that. So I'm sure he's made arrangements for it.
I think it's rather unexpected. The load on the batteries went high, and they were pretty old batteries, and so that finished off the alternator and the batteries. But it'd be better to get it fixed before winter time, and that heater, it doesn't come on unless the ambient temperature outside says, hey, you need a little extra heat. into the MJ because diesels work on pressure, you know, compression. And I know you got glow plugs and that, but I think this heater heats up the air before it goes in, kind of like on a carburetor, and it draws a couple hundred amps. It's very high amperage, and I imagine it's high dollar, and there's a 5-gallon can of gas laying out in the middle of the road here on 14. I sure hope I don't have gas in it, Rusty. It's an NGLTR.
Yeah, that could be a mess if things go, you know, if things go the wrong way. So I understand that, and everything. So you got to keep things going. We'll keep an eye on everything out there when you do it. So, you know, it's all the different things that go on around here, and keeping up with everything and all, and being careful. So. Anyway, well, you better watch it on the way back home, and I'll talk to you later. Say hello to Bernice for me if she's awake when you get home, and tell her I'm thinking about y'all. Talk to you later. N0TR, W2T.
Well, I had one question for you, Rusty, before you go. We went to Costco's yesterday, and I wondered if you saw that smoke from that big fire. You know how you come up from our direction to the intersection of Blackstock Road, and we had a big emergency vehicle pass us out by I-26 headed towards Spartanburg. But I didn't think about it being clear in town, Spartanburg. And I looked down Blackstock Road, and I'm telling you, there was a black cloud of smoke like, you know, a bomb had been dropped there, and it was real black like it had petroleum base. I just wonder if you saw that.
No, because I was home yesterday afternoon. I wouldn't have seen anything up that way. So, and all I did hear fire trucks, but couldn't tell where they were going and everything. I'll look it up later and see if anything that shows up online. It was a big fire. I'm sure there'd be something online about it. And I'll check it out and see what's going on. I'll talk to you later, Tom. You be careful the rest of the way home, W2T.
Okay, Rusty. Well, I figured you might see it from your house because it was a whale of a plume going up. And it was on the news. It was some kind of karate studio, but oh my, there was thousands of square feet in that metal building, and about two-thirds of the roof looked like it was shot. So I don't know what was burning inside or how it got started. 73's Rusty, good to hear you. W2T and 0TR, Greer Memorial Hospital, headed home.
Okay, one other thing. I wonder if that was a fire at the hospital, at the place where they do the karate and all that stuff, or it was at the bowling alley at the buildings back up to each other on adjoining property. I didn't look that way when I went out today because I went out a different direction, but I'll have to find out about it. I'll check and let you know. Talk to you later, W2T.
Yeah, one lady at the entrance to Costco said it was at Palisades. Palisades was in it, like it was a mall or something, Palisades Mall. That might tell you something.
Right now, that's a big place there. It looks like pretty bad here from the article I'm reading and the pictures. Yeah, it did. Looks like it. This is on the lot next to it, and all. They closed down the road for a while. It looks like they opened it up shortly after 5 p.m. yesterday evening. So obviously it was a. It was a nasty one here, and I know a bunch of kids that go to that place from my church. We've got a bunch of youth that go to that place, and they train there. So it's going to be a loss for a while. Hopefully they'll get things back up and going soon, because I'm sure people are all wanting about it. Anyway, I'll talk to you later, Tom. N0TR, W2T, 73s.
Bad, Rusty. My neighbor used to say, Tom, you know, a fire is just pretty darn permanent, and it is. Take care, W2T and 0TR73.